Okay.
This is going to be interesting.
Why? Okay. This should be interesting. That's what the whole point of it is, to be interesting. Boop. We're good. Don't touch things.
Don't touch Matt.
Right, I'm in charge of the technology.
I was about to press the button. The amazing button.
How's it going, David? I haven't talked to you in a long time.
It's been going well.
You're cheerful. I'm not used to you being cheerful.
I got a haircut, even though I look like an asshole.
What?
I don't like my hair being spiked.
That's fine. Hey, wait, what's that supposed to mean?
Your hair is not spiked,
Well, not the moment, but no, mine gets kind of spiky, sort of.
Yeah, but the problem is, like, I don't like this. I like it being, like, you know, fuzzy.
I'm going to have a donut now. Now that we've started, I'm going to have a donut.
Oh, I have to take a look at this. I have to, because you bought it.
Of course I did.
Eddie, that's not how you do that!
What?
No! No!
I'm sorry. I was too... Well, first off, I was too lazy to find the box where the CD goes for Tales of Zillium. And at the same time, I was like, well, I also don't want to lose my page in the strategy guide.
Wait, is the strategy guide for both games?
No, or just for one. Just for number two. Sorry.
Do you even have number two?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why would I have the strategy guide to number two and not have the game for
number
two?
Because, like, I've heard the strategy guide is also, like, technically part art book.
Yeah, that's why I bought it.
I'm probably going to buy it because, like... Did they do one for Tales of Zillia?
They do strategy books for, like, all the games. I just never buy them.
I don't think they did one for the first one.
This time I bought it because they kind of claimed it was a nice, classy-looking art book. And I was like, okay.
Oh, given the fact that I also got...
Have my money.
I got the game. I got Tales of Zillia 2. I got the collector's edition.
Was it worth it?
Yes, it was. Because, I have the soundtrack.
I have an official art book. And I have a metal case. I have... Are you actually listening to this, Eddie?
Yeah, of course I am.
I'm going to grab a donut, too. Mm. Donut.
This is our inaugural podcast, David. You got to be more excited.
Donuts!
There you go. That's what I want. Oh.
So how are you doing, Eddie?
I'm fine. I'm tired. This is what the weekend's for. So I can... Well, I'm not going to be relaxing all weekend, but I'm going to a concert tomorrow, so that'll be fun.
I don't have a proper weekend until next week.
Why? What are you doing this weekend?
Work. Technically, I was supposed to work today, but, nope. That's not happening.
Poor David.
I kind of had to do extra hours.
Wait, where do you work again?
APAC?
I forget.
Strawberry. Hi.
Well.
Is it strawberry or cherry?
I have no idea. You bought them. No, it's just... Cherry cake donut. Oh. I wouldn't have guessed. I was wondering what the original is for.
I thought they were strawberry.
No, it's cherry.
Okay.
It's just cherry.
So, easy. And, ha 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 ha.
Ah, very nice. Though I don't like Arizona tea anymore. Well, I never really liked it much.
Well, I grabbed this because, like, I want to try out their kiwi strawberry.
I'm more of a peace tea kind of guy now.
Peace tea?
Peace tea. Oh, it's amazing.
Peace tea.
No, peace tea. Shut up. You are an asshole. Your hair has changed you.
No.
Or it could be that you finally got a haircut that suits your personality.
No, it doesn't.
You're the one who said pasty when I was trying to say peace tea.
It sounded like you said pasty.
Again. I think I'm getting a lot of senses from you today. I'm figuring out who you are finally. After 11 years, 12 years, 13, 14, I don't know.
We met in freshman year of high school. I was back in, what, 2000? 2001.
It was 2001.
13.
Actually, now that we've gone like 5 minutes into this, we should just say the names.
Well, we've been using our real names and not, like...
Nah, I'm gonna use my real name for this one. I don't care. I'm Eddie.
I'm David.
Eddie Espinoza.
Not going to say my last name.
No. No?
No. It's too generic.
Oh, poor you, Williams.
God damn it, hey. Well, at least you said it. I said I wasn't going to say it.
Oh, there you go. Compromise. So, yeah, I have an iPhone 5C now.
Yeah, you got the really, really dumbed-down version of the iPhone 5.
Which is fine, because I don't like using the iPhone. That's just my work phone. So, sorry.
And that is technically your, computer or your
Windows? No, that was my phone. That was my better phone, my Samsung. Obviously, you knew that I was talking about how much I prefer it over my iPhone. That is not mine, it's my work phone.
I know it's your work phone. I know you wouldn't willingly buy an iPhone.
I'm glad you know that, and now everyone else will. Well, I had the iPhone 5, the normal iPhone 5, but I lost it 2 days ago in a taxi. Probably a taxi, I don't know yet.
Taxi where?
In Elko, Nevada.
Oh, one of those trips.
Yep. I work in the mining industry. Just not prostitution.
Are you sure about that?
Pretty sure.
You're whoring yourself out to rocks.
I don't know if that's how it works. I don't think that's how it works. I think you got it backwards, Dave. Work on that.
The rocks are whoring themselves out to you?
No, because they're not doing it voluntarily. Okay, we'll stop this.
I had a response to that.
Shut up, David. Anyway, so I have the iPhone, the iPhone 5C. Mm-hmm. And I haven't even plugged in my Apple ID for it yet.
You haven't even set it up.
No.
It says please set up. I could have set up my ID on that and you would be so screwed.
I would be.
I forgot my Apple ID.
I mean, I don't need it this weekend, so I'm not exactly hurrying. I just put it to charge this morning, so that's all I really care about.
Mm-hmm.
I'll figure it out. I will say, though, I like the feel of it better. I kind of hated how the iPhone 5 felt. It felt weird in my hand, and it always slipped out of my hand all the time. This one, because even though it's plasticky, and I guess that's supposed to be less sexy.
Recycle plastic.
But it feels so nice. I can touch it, I can caress it, it feels like I can get a grip on it.
And you said I was dirty earlier.
I was not on purpose. I was being literal.
Yeah, but the way you intoned everything.
I wasn't even doing it on purpose. I'm just telling you about my phone. That is in my hand a lot of my time of the day. When I take calls from clients.
Yeah, calls. Oh, phone. Right.
Okay, thanks, David.
No worries.
At least I have a great job.
Shut it, you. I'm trying my best to get a better one.
Okay, so what's the whole point of this podcast again?
Nerd culture?
Yes.
It was pretty
much to our area.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff happening outside, especially, you know, with the recent events from the SDCC.
Well, that's technically our area. I mean, it's just 6 hours away from here. I've kind of felt like if we anything within an eight hour radius is probably a fair game for us.
That's pretty much all of our state.
Yeah.
And a little bit of
California, New Mexico, Las Vegas. Which Las Vegas is what's important.
Yeah, well, that's Nevada. Damn it! States don't make sense to me.
Why?
There's Nevada. Wait, it is Nevada?
Yeah. Las Vegas, Nevada, San Diego, California, Albuquerque, New Mexico.
And Mexico. But that's not a state, that's a country.
Sonora is a state.
In Mexico?
Yes. Everyone, I hope you learned something about geography today.
At least they now know the general census of where we live.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try this tea.
So that way they can find us and kill us. And we become famous. We'll be martyrs to the podcast culture.
Really? I'm pretty sure they wouldn't like that.
What?
Us being martyrs for the podcast culture.
Yeah. It would make podcasting a higher sense of artistry.
Yeah, and then there'd be a crazy investigation into us, and like, oh, this violence was caused by video games.
Oh, that's probably true.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, martyrdom really saved my religion. So.
Oh, that's your religion.
So I think martyrdom works.
Actually, now that I take a look at my car, I'm pulled far too forward.
Is it that bad?
No. I kind of thought I had a lot longer trunk, but... Eh. I'm blocking your car from getting out. You can't escape.
I have a truck. I can destroy your vehicle.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Mine's a land yacht.
A land... What?
It's the Grand Marquis. I'm no longer driving the Taurus. Mm.
Nah, I'm still confident my Ford F-150 can go through your car. I'll just move it.
Nudge it out of the way.
Yeah, I think that'll work. But yes, David, we're going to focus our
area
radius and not going too far. Because there's other podcasts to do that. We got to keep it local, man.
Yeah, but at the same time, like, some of the stuff that would influence it is outside of that 8-hour radius.
I'm not going to edit that.
Goddamn T.
Well, that was great. Anyway, you were saying?
Some of the things that would influence our area technically happen outside of it. As I mentioned, the SDCC. The incident that happened there.
What incident?
Someone being almost raped.
Okay, that happened. Okay, yes, I remember that.
That's kind of a big...
There was a cosplayer, right? And she was 17, right?
She was a cosplayer, 17. They found her, I think they said, 4-5 blocks away from it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that kind of got me extremely shocked when I read about it. And it's like...
Why, the men are assholes? Newsflash.
No, the fact that, like, where were, like, anybody out there, like, why didn't anyone try and help her? Admittedly, that's the thing I hate, based on at least some people's responses about it. This is like, she dressed like it, she deserved it. It's like, no! She was taking part in a culture! And no one tried to defend her when other people could probably see signs of, you know, like, real close to it. So, someone actually, if I recall, one of the articles I read actually did try and stop them, but guy kind of backed off.
The guy who was trying to stop it, or the guy who was enacting?
The guy that was trying to stop it, I think.
He, like, changed his mind in the middle of, like,
No, the guys that were telling him off got a little bit too threatening in his case. But that's just one article. I don't think I haven't read, like, the full case on it yet.
Well, forget just that article, man. It's like the story of the week right now.
Yeah.
With the stuff that's been going on with Anita and actually, the whole week has been, like, just gamers being dicks.
I'm sorry if I have not been paying too much attention. I've been working too much overtime.
Okay, well, you know who Anita is, right? The one who's doing the women versus tropes in gaming?
Videos. Yeah.
Yeah, no, she just released a video on Monday. Her latest video in the series, and holy crap, did she get some, like... She actually left her house, dude. Like, people were threatening to go to her house and, like, you know, enter whatever people say on Xbox Live.
Oh, God.
But to her, and, yeah, so she vacated her premises for fear. Out of fear for, I mean... What the fuck?
Seriously, like, when you have to leave the safety of your home for fear of threats, that says something about...
For threats about this kind of stuff.
Yeah. I mean, like...
People really don't want to hear the truth about it.
To me, I'm kind of like... Yeah, most of the time, I don't play online. If I do, it's usually with friends. And only friends.
Yeah, well, because it seems like everyone else is kind of a dick.
Plus, most of the people that play like that, the Call of Duty's Battlefield 4.
But have you ever seen her videos, though? Have you seen any of them yet?
I've only seen clips and pieces.
You don't really need to watch them. I've watched them since the inception. And, I mean, they're fantastic videos. But they hurt to watch. I mean, there's no joke about that. Because she's literally challenging everything we've ever thought was okay and artsy about video games. Or at least that's how we, a lot of times, we justified it. But in reality, I mean, a lot of what we do in video games is just reflective on a male fantasy.
Oh, given the fact that most video games are based on the age-old concept of conflict. Technically, all forms of media, most forms of interactive or entertainment-type media is based on conflict.
Yeah.
However, video games take a much more empowering stance on it. I watched a series on YouTube called, Extra Credit, which is based
on... Oh, I love that. Yeah, I've seen that.
Based on, hey, this is what's done in the video game industry. And they do mention that...
Good YouTube. You guys should YouTube that.
Yeah, it's a really great series to watch if you want to get into the concept of video game development. But they do touch on the greater concept that the entire purpose of video games is conflict. You have to fight your way out. There's very, very, very few games that can pull off the other ones. Most of the games that are not based on conflict, usually people perceive them as casual gaming, like Farmville, Bejeweled. But even casual games have a essence of conflict. I mean, Clash of Clans. It's essentially the Warring States of Vikings. Admittedly, I'm not big on big budget games or main games. I'm currently trying to play through Tales of Symphonia on PlayStation 3, and you've seen that. I know you have.
I know.
And
I'm playing Persona 3, man. So I really can't say anything to you.
Wait, you were playing. You finally caved in and got Persona 3?
Yes. Okay. First off, man, we're going to go offline here, but I've had emulators and copies of the game before, and I think this is the fifth time that I've ever started the game, and I'm actually 25 hours in, finally.
Finally?
The other playthroughs that I've attempted, I've only got an hour or two into the game, and then something happens.
You just found out about the midnight hour.
Yeah, I basically need to do the midnight hour, maybe take a couple of classes, and then, life happens, and I don't finish playing the game, or I move on to a different game. Not out of boredom, but because something comes up and takes my attention away. So this is the first time that I'm, knee-deep into
Persona 3. Series.
Yeah.
And I kind of mixed Persona 3 with Persona 4. It's technically the 13th hour and midnight channel. The dark hour and the midnight channel from Persona 4.
Yeah.
But that's because I've been looking forward to Persona Ultimix and Persona Q, which is the meeting of the two games.
Yeah.
But in this case, it's the Persona games are weird in the stance in that they've been going on for a long time.
I get to shoot myself to summon demons.
Yes, shoot yourselves, because the fact is that the entire point of Evokers is... You are literally forcing a life or death situation upon you in order to bring out your latent abilities.
Is that actually what it
That's
is?
That's what it is.
They never really explained that, at least not where I'm in the game.
They kind of evoke it a little farther in once you've gotten a few floors up and...
I'm at floor 80.
Oh. Wait, you passed it then! How could you not know that?
No, there was never... At least I never saw any point that explains what an evoker really does other than, here's this, put it in your hand, and shoot yourself. And it works. They don't really explain the science or magic or whatever behind it.
Kirijo explained it to you!
I was not listening, obviously.
Oh my god.
I apologize. Maybe I really have... Are you sure that you're not just...
Yes!
We haven't been there yet?
Yes! You've passed it! It's literally when they pull you in, going "Oh, hey, welcome to the dark hour. These are evokers." It's
that's all they tell me.
It's she literally explains that it is the entire life or fight or flee situation that the evokers do, but it's on a higher level.
I don't know. All I know is that it's fascinating that I have to my character has to shoot himself to summon creatures. That never gets old.
Persona 4 War, I kind of like better, but I kind of need to get myself either a Vita TV or myself a Vita.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to get a Vita for it. That's just too much work. But anyway, what was the point you're trying to make?
Well, I'm trying to make in the fact that, like, there are certain games that I would consider artsy, while as others I'd consider more of the, you know, typical movie schlock that you get, like, the summer action movies. It's like
Call of Duty.
Call of Duty, I'd consider one of them is, like, oh, the war movie of the video game industry. Whereas, like, God of War is the more, like, ancient mythology.
Clash of Titans.
Clash of Titans.
Well, even that's a bad example, because the original... Let's not get into that.
Yeah. Whereas, like, other games, I'd say, like, Proteus, Fez are the more artsy-typed approach.
Dear Esther.
Dear Esther... Dear Esther's kind of one that's like, yes and no.
It's all artsy. What are you talking about?
I'd say Proteus is a little bit more artsy.
Really?
Yeah, kind of. Portal is much more of the, you know...
Portal's a puzzle game, man.
It's a puzzle game. There's not a lot of conflict. Yes, you have to go kill the little tiny sentry...
air quotes.
Sentry bots. But... not really that. And technically, like, the JRPGs, I consider more of the Tolkien-esque type movies, where it's like, oh, great, you have to spend long hours sitting through them, but once you actually get into it, it's a really deep game.
I still don't know what you were trying to get at in your original thought here.
Well, we deviated very much, because, like, you mentioned Persona 3, and it's like, wait.
Sorry, it's just that's what I've been playing all this time.
Yeah, we need to get back onto the topic of...
Like, I was just saying that, first off, you need to watch Anita's videos. They're really good.
I probably do.
You just have to not, like, you know, you have to understand the truth behind what she's saying.
Take it with a grain of salt.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be hard to listen to. And I wonder, and I have to wonder how much of it is really hard to listen to because, you know, we're dudes, so...
Yeah, okay.
And so games have been catering to you and I for as long as we've been alive. So, of course, when she's saying that certain parts of video games are less than... what's what I'm looking for here?
Less than empowering.
Nothing to brag about because of the context that they put things in and how they treat characters, especially female characters.
Yeah. I mean, from my perspective, like, I really don't like most of the mainstream Western games because every time I see a female character, it's usually... Oh, she's not powerful enough, nor is she a main character.
Dude, she brought that up in this last video. And you really need to watch these videos, David. Make some goddamn time.
Oh, by the way, since we're talking about, like, female characters and the influence in video games and geek culture in general. All
right, hit me.
Which route did you take in Tales of Cilia?
What?
Did you take Jude's path?
Oh, Jude, yeah.
Oh. Jude's path...
Well, it was my understanding that you should play Jude's Path first.
Jude's Path is probably the easier. I did Milia's because I kind of felt the...
I feel like you told me to do Jude's first.
I didn't tell you which side to do first. I just told you... I just kind of asked you. You probably decided on Jude's Path on your own. Once again, we're getting back off topic about this. But I just wanted to find out because, like, from what I've seen on Milia's Path... She is not the typical female lead in any video game.
Well, no. I mean, you get a sense of that.
Yeah.
In the Jude side.
You get a sense of
it. I'm sure it goes deeper once you take her side. I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah, I haven't gotten too far into her path because I'm kind of playing both sides at once.
Yeah. Have you finished it?
On Jude's path, I'm pretty sure I'm either at the penultimate dungeon or at the ultimate dungeon.
How you've had that game longer than I have. How have you not finished it?
Sidetracked by Drakengard, Valkyria Chronicles, Tales of Symphonia, Borderlands 2.
Good lord.
Yeah, I can't... Remember how I play video games, Eddie.
I cannot do that. Right now, I can't get off Persona and to play another game until I'm done with Persona. I don't know how to do that.
Eddie, I usually get to Final Dungeon, stop, try and take a break, and then move on to it.
I have Watch Dogs in this envelope from Gamefly, and I'm not going to open it because I want to finish Persona. Actually, I almost sent this back to cancel my Gamefly account because I'm not going to play it because I'm too busy playing Persona. Except that yesterday was the renewal date for this, so now I
already paid for it. And now it's too late.
Yeah, now it's too late. So I might as well try to beat Persona and play this sometime later.
But then again, like, there's other games where you can, there's literally no presence of the gamer at all. I'm going to have to put that towards, technically, like, the mission-based games, like Armored Core, or Monster Hunter, where you, or Skyrim.
Mm-hmm.
Because technically, they stuff those games, at least on Skyrim's end, with just so many chock-full different quests and characters that you're playing more like a small, tiny bit character in a Tolkien-esque world. Monster Hunter and... What was the other one I mentioned?
Well, you're talking about Tales games, too.
Oh, well, no, I'm talking about, like, mission-based game, Armored Core.
Oh.
Where, technically, like, you literally create your own character, but you play to what is told you to do. Monster Hunter, you can play as male or female, and design, and you get armors based on your performance. Armored Core, the only way to distinguish between your character you design is a simple M or F, because half that game is mech designing.
It's just like fun.
Sorry. I have so crazy eclectic tastes, I go over head.
That was not meant to be sarcastic. That just sounds like fun. There hasn't been, for me, there hasn't been a good mech game since...
MechWarrior?
Yeah, since MechWarrior. And that was like the mid-90s.
I may loan you my copy of MechWarrior 5 Victory Day.
It was pretty good.
I've only played a bit of it, but from what I've tried of it, it feels like a good squad-based mech game.
Okay, well, that might be worth trying. Okay, I'll add to my backlog, because good Lord knows I have like 20 or 30 games I may never get to the rest of my life.
On top of your backlog of videos that you need to watch in anime.
Oh god, my Hulu was supposed to be a great way to just to watch television, but all it is for me is a reminder of how much television I'm not watching. It's like, oh.
This is why I only have two things.
The completionist in me.
Versus me, where it's like, I'll just play the game normally and try and get to it as it through as fast as possible, with trying to do a safe amount of side questing before I try and go into my completionist mode.
No, I'm always... It never turns off for me. Never turns off.
Certain games, I will literally go into completionist mode right off the bat.
By the way, episode 9 of Captain Earth, I'm there now. I'm catching up. I'm sorry, David, it took me so long. I'll catch up.
It's okay. How are you liking the characters in Captain Earth?
Yeah, they're okay.
Billy Button Forte!
Oh, good lord. Speaking of which, good lord.
Talk about a strong female character.
That is... What does that have to do with anything?
Well, technically, anime is part of geek cult.
I know, but I'm just saying that representation has nothing to do with strong female character.
Well, given the fact...
Oh, Jesus.
Have you gotten to the part where she has been kidnapped?
Yes. Right?
Yeah.
Long-term kidnapping or, like, five-minute kidnapping?
The episode where they kidnapped her to prevent her from, you know, helping out the main cast.
There is a point where the guy in the suit kidnaps her for, like, 5 minutes. Is that what you mean?
No.
Okay, she gets kidnapped again. Thanks for the spoiler.
Trust me, once you see that, you'll probably go like, holy crap, the ultimate spell. Shit.
Gotcha.
I'll
get to it eventually, David. Anyway, stay on topic, which we're making up as we go.
We're kind of jumping from topic to topic to topic.
All I was trying to say is that you need to watch Anita's videos. Everyone needs to watch Anita's videos.
I will try and
stop being an asshole to her.
I'm not an asshole.
Oh, not you. I'm just in general, because... God, good lord, the abuse that woman gets, and she just won an award at GDC for
you posting that.
Yeah,
the picture.
It was really cool, but I forgot the name of the award, and I've been seeing it for 7 years. Ambassador.
Yeah,
she got the ambassador award. And that was a big fucking deal.
That was like I saw it.
And she still gets this kind of shit.
Yeah, that's the kind of shit that I hate. Is that like some people that I honestly think deserve the ire are people that, like, always get the, no, she's just human. And then the other people who are actually, you know, trying to play devil's advocate and, you know, raise all hell with all communities, they get the worst of it.
Good lord. Anyway, but yeah. So, I mean, she has a lot of strong points. I mean, and they're... And if anything, what you're saying with things that happen at, you know, Comic-Con and the things that have been going on the last week, because she's not the only victim. There's a girl named Zoe, and I don't know the full story because I didn't get a chance to read it. I guess she's another activist or something like that. Or I think she just might be a woman in gaming, which is unfortunate for her because she's getting a lot of flack, too, for it.
Yeah.
And I can't remember the details of it, though.
The name kind of pops up something. I can't think of anyone, but then again, I'm not really active in the YouTube community yet.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get myself a little bit active, but given the work situation and, well, equipment, I will probably be start popping up more and more and more.
Okay. Well, the whole point of the story is that, yeah, I mean, it's been a crazy week as far as that kind of stuff goes. We can talk about this kind of stuff without... This kind of thing is pretty universal. It doesn't take us away from the whole...
Yeah, you know, technically they
general would... area thing that we wanted to go with this podcast.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of stuff going on that people in Oregon don't need to know about, but we can talk about it here because it's local and fresh.
Yeah, and admittedly, like, something... Like, I went to the showing of the season premiere of Doctor Who. That was quite amazing.
That was here in town, right? There was one in town?
Yeah, it was over at the Elcon.
How was that?
Me, my roommate, a friend from work, and a friend from my friend of my roommate all went. We all went with our sonic screwdrivers, and there's a picture of my group posing there. Our coworker showed up in a dressed up as basically the 11th Doctor with the 11th Doctor sonic screwdriver. The rest of us had I had
what? No 9th Doctor.
No 9th Doctor. I had the 3rd Doctor's sonic screwdriver. My roommate and his friend had Build-Our-Owns, and our mutual friend had Tenants.
Mm.
And that was kind of fun because someone took a picture of us, and a lot of people saw it, including. Do you remember Biswell?
Yeah.
From high school?
Yeah.
She found the photo. She cool. liked it.
That's cool.
I was like, oh, crap. I didn't know you were into Doctor Who.
Is she?
She is, that's apparently.
I am so way... Well, I'm totally behind Doctor Who. Right? The viewing habit I have with Doctor Who right now is that I only watch Doctor Who when I go to the gym and I'm on the elliptical.
Oh my god.
So, I don't want to say how far into Doctor Who I am, because that would reflect on how poorly my exercising habits are.
Something tells me you haven't got past even 9.
No, I will plead the 5th.
Oh god.
Ooh, hey, T.
But yeah, I want to catch up because this last year I've always heard about Doctor Who, and I've 4 or 5 years ago, I had friends who were showing me
clips of Doctor Who
or full episodes, especially the one of where they go to the Satan Pit, because I'm Catholic, so my friends go,
episode.
We're gonna show this to Eddie. Actually, freaked me out. The Ood were fucking scary.
The Ood are not. No,
yes, they were. They were fucking scary.
They are not scary. They are really, really nice people.
Well, they are. They were until, but then when they got all like Satan evils, when they got really scary.
Well, that's because they were being influenced by Satan.
Yeah, which... Well, I'm Catholic, so maybe that scares me. Maybe that's what it is. I'm sorry.
Well, given the fact that technically I grew up on Doctor Who, my mom had tapes of all the old Doctors. So I knew about...
Maybe she has the lost episodes that Barry keeps talking about.
No, she does not. It's kind of sad because, weirdly enough, BBC has all the audio. All of the audio! But none of the video, because they destroyed the film reels.
Fun.
So, my friend who got into it with the new Doctor found and downloaded all of the old Doctor stuff from episode 1 and has been watching and listening to it, and he's finally caught up, and he is so enamored with the old Doctors that he's going like, wow, the new Doctors are kind of not up to par,
as he puts it. Good Lord.
And everyone's like, oh, 9, 10, and 11, and now 12. I'm going like, I remember 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and...
Oh, don't be such a hipster, David.
I'm not being a hipster. I'm remembering childhood memories.
Death to all hipsters.
I am not a hipster.
That's just the name of a song in Scott Pilgrim. That's all I'm saying.
I know.
I like that song. I love that movie. I love that video game. I love that comic. Anyway, now I lost my train of thought. Oh, because you mentioned that event there. See, I wanted to go to that, but I'm not caught up with Doctor Who, so I didn't want to get involved with that because obviously I haven't seen like the other episodes between where I am and the new Doctor Who. So,
and you probably would not have gotten what the hell was going on.
But I like what people are saying about this new Doctor. The new Doctor, he looks gritty.
Well, that's the crazy thing about it is that the new Doctor is not going to be following in the same footsteps that the 11th did.
Happy-go-lucky kind of stuff?
Well, kind of happy-go-lucky and snogging with the companion. They're going to try and go back to, like, the old style, back, like, when it was number 2, number 3, mm-hmm. maybe a little bit of 5, where it was a lot more overarching plot lines and a little bit dark at times. Because they've confirmed it in the first episode that he's Scottish. Oh, I can complain about things.
Wait, but is he Scottish? How is he Scottish if he's a Time Lord? How does that make sense?
The same way that he can complain about not being ginger.
Eh, fine. I just thought it was a little confusing.
Trust me, it's like, once you actually know about all of the Doctor's history, like, before the new ones... It starts making sense.
Okay. I will catch up eventually. Eventually. They only show 13 new episodes a year. I can catch up by the eventually.
You better start going to that gym more often.
I don't think you went, but I went to go see Dragon Ball Z at the Elcon.
Yeah, you did. I was like, oh, wait, that was that night?
That was amazing. Ah, oh, it was so good.
I had the next day off, too, and if I had known about it, I probably would have joined you.
Sorry, man. I don't know why I didn't contact you about it, but, I mean, oh, it was so good. The movie was so good. The atmosphere was so good. There was an awesome, great Saiyaman cosplayer.
I think you took a picture of it, as well as mentioned that the movie was pro-life?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That was like, that kind of threw me for a loose. Like, wait, what?
Yes. Wait, have you seen the movie yet?
No, I haven't.
Oh, then I can't tell you.
You can't tell me anything, and I can't tell you much about Doctor Who. And I'm betting you went and saw Guardians of the Galaxy, and I have not.
Oh, I did. I did. That was fucking amazing, too.
I need to go see it.
No, but it is. Well, I mean, you have to watch the movie. You can tell me if you spot it. But I think it totally is, which is great for me.
I mean, I could probably mention a few movies that I saw that you did not see. Did you see Godzilla?
Yes.
Oh, God damn it. Let's see. Another one. I don't have a lot of movie repertoires.
You're the one who just started bragging that I bet there's a lot of movies that I've seen that you haven't.
Oh, yeah. The Harlock movie.
That one. I don't know what you're talking about.
Technically, I watched it on Netflix because they finally put it up. And
what
I've been
is it? What is this movie? I don't know.
Harlock.
Harlock?
Yeah. The title is just Harlock.
Harlock?
Harlock.
Harlock.
Captain Harlock.
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 Hordor?
No! I will kill you. God.
Harlock.
Okay, you want me to go into...
Hallmark?
I will kick you
Harlock.
In. Harlock.
Hothdun?
Are you trying to do Klingon? Or are you trying to do a high Elvish?
I don't know.
Are you trying to think of, like, more Game of Thrones? Are you trying to do Game of Thrones languages, then?
I don't know their languages, either.
That's another thing, is I'll be honest, I am not into Game of Thrones.
What?
Sorry.
Why not?
I'm too busy trying to catch up on freaking
wait, that's different. There's a difference
I'm trying
between
to catch up on other book series that I'm reading.
There's a difference between I don't like it and I'm never gonna read it versus, well, I just got other stuff going on.
Well, it's the fact that it's like, there's so much hype. I would be okay with the book series.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't like the hype surrounding the show.
Why? Again, hipster! What's wrong with you?
Well, it's more along the lines of like... It's that one time... remember how popular Kingdom's Heart was?
No.
Okay, back when it first came out and everyone's like, oh my god, Kingdom Hearts is so amazing.
I spent like 5 years avoiding the game because I thought that it was stupid.
Exactly.
It was a stupid idea.
Exactly. That's what I...
And it's not that like I didn't have faith that someone could not do something great with it.
Mm-hmm.
It was just that like it sounded like the idea sounded like something someone slapped together in 5 minutes.
Given the fact that the entire concept was done in an elevator with a rep from both Square Enix and Disney.
I did not know that story.
Yeah, literally the guy pitched it in an elevator.
Okay, so what does this have to do with Game of Thrones?
Okay, you know how you avoided it because you thought it was stupid?
Yeah.
I'm avoiding the TV series because I think the TV series is stupid.
Why?
I'd rather read the book than
Are you going to do one of those, too? Do you get that it's not as good as the book sort of?
No. It's the fact that, like, it's just so... It's like, you know how, like, so many people start talking about an object and then you just get sick and tired of just hearing about it?
No.
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 Oh my god. Sorry, for me, that's the feeling I get when people discuss Game of Thrones at work.
The closest thing I have to it is Doctor Who. Because I don't watch it as regularly as everyone else does, and everyone has a million references, and T. Fury every other day has a Doctor Who shirt. But that's not reason enough for me to like dislike the show, and I'm still giving it a shot.
Well, for me, technically, I was kind of like avoiding the new Doctors because it's like, I grew up on the old stuff. I'm not sure if I would like it until my friend sat down and made me watch
But you see, but where's the disconnect? Why is it that all of a sudden there's new and old? It's the whole thing is Doctor Who.
Yeah.
The end. Why is there a disconnect at all?
Because it's like, for me, I'm looking at it as like, it got popular really fast, and for me, I grew up on it, so I'm like, I'm not sure if I would like it because it may not be what I grew up with. The difference between a renewal of a game series or a reimagining, it's not the whole concept of book versus video. It's more of the concept of...
Are you afraid your nostalgia will be hurt?
Not the nostalgia. I mean, like, after I sat down and watched it, it's like, okay, it does have a lot of the stuff the old Doctor did, but it's trying to be a little bit more open towards newer audiences. And given the fact that the 50th...
Could have fooled me.
Given the fact that the 50th anniversary was the largest worldwide event possible.
So why can't that just be people appreciating Doctor Who?
Why are we talking about Doctor Who instead of like Game of Thrones?
Well, because you brought it up. And why can't Game of Thrones just be something that everyone's into? As opposed to it being something that's catered. Or something.
Admittedly, it's a mix of both personal...
If you just told me that you saw Game of Thrones and like, it just didn't do it for me,
we wouldn't even be having
this conversation.
I have not seen Game of Thrones. That's the point.
So then there you go. So watch it and then tell me you don't like it. Watch it and tell me that it's not for you. Don't tell me that because of what it is.
It's also... you keep trying to glance over the fact that I'm trying to continue my statement in the fact that I don't like a lot of series that has a lot of sex in it.
Oh, okay.
I hate series that make that a giant, huge plot point. It pisses me off.
Oh, okay. Well, then, I can't... Yeah, don't watch Game of Thrones, then. It's not for you.
And given the fact that...
what about the books? The books are only a little bit better, and you're still reading those?
I haven't even started the books, and Josh is trying to force me to read them, and I'm like, I'm going to read the first book when I'm good and ready.
Okay, seriously, when's the last time Josh tried to tell you to read those books?
He told me to read them over Steam about a month or two ago.
Oh, okay, that's pretty recent. Oh, yeah, he spent like a year or two trying to get me into the books before
he's
I got into it.
Still trying to get people to read them. He's telling people who watch
He's an evangelist.
He literally tells people to read the books.
They're good books.
It's like 10 times worse than the show, he says. He says like,
I mean,
there's like more.
Yes and no. I mean, it depends. It depends on how much of a visual you get out of reading something versus, you know, seeing someone, you know, get stabbed in the baby maker. You know, that there's really no unseeing that. Ugh.
And then there's like, you know, mass genocide at weddings.
Yeah.
Literally.
Of my favorite color.
I'm tempted to read one of George R.R. Martin's sci-fi stories. There is one book of his.
Are you going to do that just because it's different, though?
I'm going to do it because, like, okay, I can try and see what is different. No, it's definitely a George R.R. Martin story. It's just in a science fiction setting.
Tell me how they are. That'd be interesting to read.
Once I actually get a copy, I'll tell you. I know my dad has a copy of his book somewhere. I'm not sure if we have one of the science fiction stories, but it's like, Game of Thrones comparing it to Doctor Who is like comparing Tolkien to Star Trek. There are some.
We were only comparing them based on like fan level stuff, not like. We were trying to make a critical analysis of it. Good lord.
I think we've kind of exhausted this, and we need to move on.
Well, I was going to bring up that starting from this point on, there's a few things that we need to do for homework. First off, we need to find people to interview.
Probably we definitely need to do. There's one person I know that I'd like to interview, but given what happened to him, it's an author that I've read his books, I love his books. He kind of got screwed by his publishing company.
Ooh.
And I'd like to find out where he lives, because he does live in Arizona. I'm just not sure where exactly. If you're wondering who I'm talking about, his name is Barry Hugart. And the books, you probably would not, because technically, like, his books are very, very rare. And I actually have one of the publications, and I actually have a, technically the compilation album of the books that he did publish. Before he decided to say, screw it, I'm not going to do this until everything's sorted out. Of mm-hmm. which it has not. And that was back in 1986.
Good lord. That's as long as I've been alive.
That's about 30 years. And
no, it's not about 30 years. It's about 28.
28. I said about. You're being extremely technical about that, Ed. But if you
want, I just don't want to think that I'm about 30. I'm about 28.
You're about 28. I will be 28 in a few months.
Air five.
But if you want to look into it, the book series, there's only 3 books. The compilations are on most e-readers. And it's a good read. It's sad that technically he planned for 7 books, but he only did 3 because the publisher that he had at the time royally screwed him.
He can't self-publish, or is the copyright or licensing?
The publishing company had done so. It had literally written the contract in such a fashion that he will not get a dime if he goes to a different publisher for these book series. And that's why he said, I will not write again. I'd like to find him and ask him, like, if it would be possible for him to continue. I mean, it has been some odd years since he last wrote, but I'm
that sounds like a that actually sounds like a really fun first podcast interview. It's like
if,
going for the throat.
If he would accept an interview, this guy, I'm not sure if he would or
he
not.
He might be a recluse.
Given the fact that, like, as soon as he retired, like, he initial requests from fellow authors, when they tried to talk to him, he said no. And this is stuff I've read on, like, Wikipedia, and I hope he's still living in Arizona, and I hope he's still alive, too. But, and if he is, it's like, it'd be nice to find out what happened in that book series, because there were so many allusions to the... there were so many allusions to future books. And I do mean, like, there were... supposedly, when he did do an interview several years later, he mentioned that there were allusions to all 7 books in the first one. And...
I love that long-term kind of long-term planning.
I highly recommend that you grab a copy, even if it's on an e-reader, because the books are a delight to read.
What are their names?
The name of the compilation is The Chronicles of Master Li and Number 10 Ox.
Okay.
The individual books, sad to say, they're not... the first one is not sold. The books 2 and 3 are sold individually, but I recommend getting the compilation because technically the compilation was gotten the rights from the publisher that thankfully is now defunct, and they were allowed to republish it. And it has the 3 books are called Bridge of Birds, The Story of the Stone, and 8 Skilled Gentlemen.
Okay, I'll have to look those up. Those might be good reads.
They are very good reads. As I said, the author's name is Barry Hugart, and I highly recommend because the compilations on
how read up are you on his works? Then it sounds like you pretty much are, or is just all Wikipedia articles?
I just reread his books. I have not recently read up on anything that's happened with the author. Because, as I said, those were the 3 books that he started his author's career.
Mm-hmm.
And he stopped it because of the issues with the publishers.
Well, David, look for him. We will interview him.
I will definitely search for him, see if I can try and contact him, hopefully through email. Because I don't think he would be the type to use social media. He might. I'm not sure.
Probably not.
Probably not.
Although, the other thing is that we need to see him. I would really prefer to do this interview
face to face. Yeah, I'd rather have it be done face to face than
maybe. If it works out, I'll have to power read one through at least one of his books. Then I can be in the know.
Well, I do have a physical copy of Bridge of Birds.
Oh, okay.
So next time we get together, I can hand you your copy.
And there are 2 other things that I absolutely need to figure out for this podcast. Okay, so we have some potential lineups now, which is great.
Well, we have a lineup if we can get an interview with him.
Now, what's a good theme song? We need to come up with a theme song. We need a theme song. And I don't know. I don't know what to use. I don't even know what the rules are. Can we use anything as long as we don't use too much of it? Isn't like a 29-second rule?
I've seen some people use like a minute for intros, and that's annoying as crack.
Oh no!
I'd say something that can be done. Something that's like a 15-second intro would be great.
Amen. No more than that. So we need to start researching something we can do for that because we need a good theme song.
30 seconds max is what I would go for. 15 would be perfect. Admittedly, there's things with copyright issues, and if we can find someone to do like commission, that'd be great, but...
A what? What do you mean?
Commission. Like, we ask someone who knows how to use an instrument or a synthesizer to come up with an intro for us.
Oh, an original piece? Yeah. We don't need to go that far. There's gotta be something that we can use.
Something, but sometimes, like, well, you know how copyright issues can get really, really defensive.
Yeah, we can figure it out. And then the last thing we need is that I still don't have a name for our podcast.
I still want to use Front Row Geeks.
We still want to go with that?
I still want to go... that's kind of probably going to be the brand of like all the stuff that's going to be interconnected with us. But we need to like create a subtitle for it. It's like Front Row Geeks, Rants and Raves.
No, we can... you know what? If we want to stick with that name, I guess we should. It's a good name, worked for us.
Yeah, it kind of tells us like what we're trying to do. We're trying to like be ahead of all the curves and try and discuss stuff, even though some of the stuff that we're discussing is kind of bad.
What do you mean?
Well, we didn't really, like, the proto podcast and Proto number two, which I'm sad to say,
Okay, you see, that's all your damn fault.
Yeah, well, that's because I was trying to do it with a netbook. That's my fault. I will fully admit to that.
When was the last... It was like a year ago that we recorded that.
Yeah.
Over a year ago that we recorded that. It still hasn't come out.
On top of the fact that it's like, okay, we had like five different versions of media that I have to mash together and then redo everything.
Which is why that we'll never do everything like that again. And anything we do will be in front of this thing. Nothing else.
Or if we do more of this type of stuff, we make sure people have a proper mic to record. Be it this one or another one. Because, as I said, I may be moving due to job.
Mm-hmm.
So I may be getting my own mic. The one that I'm thinking about discussing with my roommate right now about getting my own version. I will not mention it on mic because that would be advertising for it.
We've mentioned other things here.
Yeah.
Peace Tea, Gamefly, Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones, Doctor Who.
We're advertising stuff as it is.
Have we mentioned Strategy Smash Guys. Bros. Yet? Hey, Nintendo!
This episode is brought to you by Donuts from Safeway.
Donuts. Oh my god.
Donuts!
We're back to the beginning.
Cherry cake donuts!
Donuts!
Okay, well then in that case, yeah. You're listening to the Front Row Geeks podcast. Welcome.
Good day, sirs. And ma'ams.
Tonight, I'm a new...